Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,012, Randy and Kathleen Nozia, seeking variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of Patterson Drive, approximately 1,257 feet northwest of Zor Road, Sussex County Route 48. The 911 address is 32 Patterson Drive, Georgetown. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 15, Parcel 234. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a side setback variance to reduce the 10-foot requirement. They're looking for a 9-foot side yard setback, or a 9-foot variance, excuse me, from the 10-foot setback. They're looking to reduce the 10-foot requirement in the rear to 1.2 feet and the front yard to 30 feet, to reduce the 30-foot requirement down to 24.6 feet. The variances are needed due to the overall size, dimension of the lot, and septic system setbacks. The lot is tree-lined on two sides of the proposal. And we do have a letter of support from the Homeowners Association that's also signed by five residents. We have zero letters of opposition and one mail return.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Okay, if you would take the podium and give your name and place of residence for the record.
Hello, everyone. My name is Randy Nozia. I live at 32 Patterson Drive in Georgetown here in Delaware.
Excuse me, Mr. Nozia, before you proceed, do we have a drawing of...
Yeah, I have.
There's no survey.
No survey.
No. I also have photographs, if you...
We have photographs, but we don't have anything that shows where the variance are needed.
It was...
Okay.
We're going to go make copies because it's in the file, so we're not sure why it wasn't in the packet.
But I have a few here, if you like.
We'll take care of it. Okay. If you want to go through your standards, and we'll make copies really quickly.
Okay. I'll give you a brief summary of Patterson Drive. It's 31 privately owned lots on a private road, and I live next to the last lot on the cul-de-sac. I'm looking for this variance to build a 26-foot wide by 40-foot pole barn garage to house my large garage. I just moved from Pennsylvania down here. I have a large garage there that we had to take everything out of, a few classic cars. I have a shed there, and I have two sheds here on the property. The two existing sheds on our property will be moved off this property now. This garage will sit right on the blacktop driveway, essentially, exactly where the shed is sitting, and it's in compliance with the septic system setback. That's the reason for the variances on the rear and the side. The front variance is due to me living on the cul-de-sac. The cul-de-sac curves into my property and reduces my, it's 30 foot on one side of the garage, but as it curves into my property, it's reduced to 26 foot 4 inches, or 24 foot 6 inches. That's basically what I'm showing you here. I have the photographs, I can show you then. To go through your uniqueness of the property, it's due to the size of the property. I need to come down to the 1 foot setback on the one side because of the septic system. I can't come any more closer to my home, or I'd be violating the septic system setback. The cannot otherwise be developed. They're required because of the septic system and the cul-de-sac setback, the curvature of the cul-de-sac, to place this garage. Not created by the applicant. We bought this home in 99. It's now becoming our permanent residence, and I have to bring all my junk from Pennsylvania down to my new residence. And my wife and I retired recently, and we want to make this our primary residence. The classic cars are in the garage in PA, and they've always been in a garage. I need to put them in a garage of this size to get them all in there. I have signatures from the president of the Homeowners Association, the vice president, who lives across the street, and I think I have six on this sheet of no opposition to the garage at all. The minimum variance is what I would need to house everything from the PA home and these homes into one building. That's basically my proposal. Three that are classic cars.
How many vehicles are you gonna put in there?
How many what?
Vehicles.
Well, I hope to put at least two right now. Two that have always been housed in the garage.
Okay.
The third one, I still am using it. I haven't really started on it too much yet. It's licensed and drivable, but it's not restored at all yet.
Okay.
I do have photographs. If you have them or not, I can hand them out.
I think we do. It looks like they're the same as like these.
Yes.
Yeah,
the lot's heavily tree lined on the west side toward my neighbor, who I do have his signature. He has no issues with me putting the garage up. The rear is heavily wooded. The closest home in the rear is probably 70 yards from my property. And the edge of the shed you see in the photograph is where the edge of the garage will sit. It'll be completely on the driveway.
So you're taking that shed out, right?
Yes, sir. There's actually a small tractor shed behind it. That will come out also. That's all. What you see is all coming out.
So the distance between the dwelling and your proposed building, there's a septic system in there?
Yes, sir. On the right side of the picture of the shed, mm-hmm. You'll see the tractor. There's a bag over the top of the tractor. That's the septic tank. I'm in 10-foot compliance with the septic system. I could go no further that way without...
10 feet, I guess.
And just for clarification from staff, is that the house actually encroaches into the front yard setback, which is why it needs a 2.2 and a 1.9-foot variance for the existing house.
Right.
Yes, the house had a variance a few years ago when we put it in. I had to come before you.
So it does have a variance? Existing variance?
For the house.
It does.
We'll need to go back and verify, but... I mean, he was...
Yeah, I was here for the variance hearing, I think, when we put the house in. I think it was 04, and I did get it approved.
Looks like November of 2003, there was a variance.
For the house.
Okay. We went from a single-wide home to a double-wide, uh-huh. And we had to encroach on the 30-foot setback because of the septic system, again, in the rear.
Go on. I'll have my questions when you get to me. Go ahead.
Okay. I think we'll start and see if we have any questions, and we'll start with you then, Ms. McGee.
I just think that's awful close to a property line, 1 foot. I mean, it is being created by the applicant, and I think there could be some modification. That's my opinion.
Well, can I respond?
I guess okay. If the chair lets you.
Okay, I'm going to call down and I'll let you respond, sir. Mr. Rickards, any questions?
I kind of go along with Mrs. McGee. I want to hear what he has to say about making some adjustment here. I think you can make some adjustment. If not, then convince me you can. That's the end of my question.
Okay.
I'm here to say.
All right. Mr. Mills?
If you were to comply, then you would end up with a building about 16 feet wide, correct? Like a single car garage and 40 feet deep? Is that what you would?
No.
If you were building something in conformity within the setback.
Yes, that's what it would be.
Then you're looking at a building that would be about 16 feet wide, and probably about, let's see, 40, about 26 feet deep.
Yep.
So you'd be looking at something basically a one-car garage.
Right. Yeah, that's actually I own six cars, but three of them are classic cars. That's
sure. So you're, and it's not. Is it your opinion that it's not unusual to have a two-car garage, or larger in a home? Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess.
And if your septic wasn't right next to your building, then you would move it over and at least be able to meet the setback on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I have no choice at this point for the septic. I mean.
So it's your feeling that you have a unique situation because of the septic and because of the the need or desire for something other than a single car garage.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about the character of the neighborhood? Do you think it would alter the essential character in the neighborhood or be detrimental to any other properties?
Actually, a guy up the street has a larger garage than that on his property on the opposite side. He does have a double lot, but he has a larger garage. And I went to the homeowners, the president, the vice president lives across the street, the president, and both neighbors have a signed paper here. They signed, I wrote it up and they all signed. In fact, the one signed it this morning. And multiple other neighbors that have no issues with it. I mean, other than me being a foot from the neighbor on the heavily tree-lined side here, the garage, the driveway goes right to the tree line almost from the previous, you know, people that had owned it, I guess.
So do you feel like that because of the fact that you're retired, you would like to retire down here and you have a need for a garage?
Yeah, it's either put one
that,
up or...
That it's not necessarily been created by you, but... By your situation?
By my situation, exactly. I'd have to.
And because of the cul-de-sac, that creates a uniqueness as far as and the septic creates a uniqueness to the property and can't otherwise be developed. And you have no other garage on the property, right? Okay.
I have nowhere to go.
And so you think you're asking for a minimum relief and it won't affect the essential character?
The rear setback, I'm going to 1 foot 2 inches, but as you see, I don't know if you have a copy of the survey there, I don't know if you haven't put it off. This surveyor, Adams Kemp, said there is a buffer zone that actually neither me nor my rear property neighbor owns. I don't know if it was what they called the ditches back then.
Okay.
That's a 3 foot eight. That's okay. A 3 foot eight gap.
I see
so
that.
It would
okay.
be almost 5 feet from the rear neighbor's
okay.
property line.
But it's not your property.
No, I know. I understand. I just meant in the aspect of the neighbor, if that would be an issue.
Right.
I'm actually 5 feet from him. He doesn't own it either. You know what I mean? I wanted to go a foot from the rear, 1 foot two from the rear, and the 1 foot from the side. It would actually be almost 5 feet from his actual property line, also. But I have nowhere to go with it. I mean, there's no more room for me to go with the septic system in place.
Thank you. I have no other questions.
You couldn't attach it to the garage or to your dwelling and come out that way.
You have a septic there?
It's in the back, but it would be a lot closer. It would probably be as close to the septic. Yeah, I mean.
You could come off your house, and then you wouldn't be 1 foot from the property line.
How far would you be from your cul-de-sac front?
And I don't believe that. I believe you did create this. Not everybody has six cars that they need.
How
could he?
That's your choice.
Yeah.
You've owned the property since 99.
If you were to put a two-car garage on your dwelling, how would you meet the setback off the cul-de-sac front line?
I'm not sure. I didn't really look into it. It would be another variance also because do you have these? Do you have these?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It would be the same as the dwelling, I guess. I would have to still need a variance in the front for the setback. And then I couldn't go any deeper because I would be in front of the septic system. If
right.
I was attached to the garage here, the septic system's here.
Right. So you couldn't meet your front setback if you attached to the house for a two-car garage?
No. No, I don't believe so. I had to get a variance for the home. It wouldn't be possible.
But he's already there, and he wouldn't be a foot from the property line.
He's got a cul-de-sac. He's got a cul-de-sac.
That's it. Yeah.
So if he built out here, he'd be less than 30
closer
feet.
To that, but
so
not to the joining property in here.
And he couldn't move it back because...
Correct.
Yes, sir. A question I got, too, is on hands up. You don't show a picture of your house or anything close to it. How about if you brought it up closer and farther away from your septic system and closer to the house? I mean, you'd be off the line. You still got the variance for the front for the cul-de-sac. Would it fit in there that way?
I don't believe so. I would. You're saying closer to the septic system?
No.
No, the
farther
house.
Up.
Closer up.
Up to the road.
Oh, my septic
and then
system.
Over to your house farther, where the septic system is away from.
The septic system's like going to be 25 feet in from the back line, the septic tank.
You said earlier that the septic is right there where the tractor
right,
is.
Right behind the tractor. The tank is right between that gray tarp and the tractor hood.
And the sidewalk goes to the back of your house.
Exactly, yes.
Right, so there's no space.
If the sidewalk goes
to the back of his house and the tractor is right there where septic is.
How many feet do you have to be from the septic?
I think Dedrick said 10. I called them.
10 feet.
Yeah.
10 feet.
Say
yeah.
10 feet to that. There.
The shed, the side of the shed right now is 10 feet. That right there, that's in compliance.
The right or the left of the shed?
The right side of the shed. It's exactly 10 feet from the tank. But for me to come forward, I would have to have another variance for it would go across the whole front of the cul-de-sac. But a two-car garage deep enough. That's
you would still be encroaching the side setback.
Yes. Even to come forward, yes.
Sir, your neighbor is fine with that. We're at building.
Yes, sir. The tree line. I got his signature right here.
So he's fine with that.
He said nobody had any issue at all in the park.
You don't have any, George.
Like 9 signatures.
Okay.
You have how many?
No, I think like 9. I got one this morning. I have them here. Total, I think alone. I have the president. Like I said, the vice president lives directly across the street. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
We have a copy.
Yep. Sir.
Did you say you came down here? You're going to make your home down here? Is that it?
Yes. Yes. We just sold our home in PA.
In PA, right? Yep. It never ceases to amaze me, of all the years I've been here, that you don't do your homework when you come down. You're trying to... You had 6 cars up there, right? I imagine you had plenty of room up there, correct?
I had a big driveway.
Yeah. Well, I thought the issue would be, of course, you knew it would be an issue. Is that correct? You knew it would be an issue with 6 cars?
Well, I didn't know it would be an issue unless I was denied the variance.
I mean, look how big your property is. I mean,
Well, I thought about trying to purchase some behind me, but it's already owned by people, and I thought I would come here and see if I could get the variance to put the garage in. As I said, there's another one in our park already.
That makes sense. So what happens if we don't approve this? What do you do with your 6 cars?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find pay for storage probably somewhere. If I decide to keep them or get rid of something. Yeah.
It would be financially...
Yes. I'd have to rent a place for it or something to... Right now I have it in my brother-in-law's garage temporarily, and the house sold really fast, and now we're like trying to get things organized, and then I put the variance in, and it takes some time to get the variance heard and all that, so...
But you could purchase some of the property in back of you, that's what you said?
No, I thought I could. It's probably owned by a homeowner. I've never approached them.
It's subdivided, and that would require an amendment to subdivide.
Yes, it is part of our park. It's another property owner.
Okay, then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. I think so.
That's all I brought. I just brought the signatures.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
What do you think?
Which time did she raise her hand?
No, my hand. Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think it's unreasonable for someone to ask to be able to put in a 2-car garage, especially these days and times. And I think essentially that's what he's asking for, perhaps a little larger, a little deeper, but certainly not any wider. And I think that because of the septic, where it's located and the requirements of it, and the cul-de-sac and where it's located and its requirements, and the lot size, many variables, I think that it lends itself to a certain uniqueness to the property and cannot otherwise be developed. And therefore, I don't think is necessarily being created by the applicant. We heard testimony that he didn't feel, and we didn't hear anything to the contrary, that they would alter the essential character in the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. In fact, he has signatures that in favor of the request. I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 12,012.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I second that motion, plus the neighbor is signing off on that. They have no problem. That's going to be the biggest problem. be his neighbor, and he's signing off on that, and you are locked in, so I agree with John on that. I have no problem.
Okay.
Second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,012. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Nay.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
No.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Galloway, for the reason have been stated. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 12,012 is approved.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Sir.